On Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute Week, knowing how you learn best can be crucial to your education. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Shayla Sawyer, professor of electrical, computer, and systems engineering, explains why.
Across the globe, freshwater and marine ecosystems are threatened by the effects of multiple co-occurring environmental pressures. Ecologists strive to monitor, understand, and model the effects of excess nutrients in combination with other human threats. Understanding dynamic spaces with complex and interdependent factors will require a new generation of sensors. Biology-enabled sensors have significant advantages with respect to sensitivity, scalability, and selectivity. However, readout and long-range interconnectivity are currently problematic, if not impossible, with biology alone. My research team is working with a metal-breathing bacterium called Shewanella onidensis MR1 to try to dramatically improve biosensors for freshwater and marine aquatic ecosystems. Our previous research to create a nanomaterial at room temperature using this bacterium has demonstrated that it breathes in certain metal and sulfur compounds anaerobically and produces bacterial nanowires to help transfer electrons. Because their electronic signatures can be mapped and monitored, bacterial biofilms could collect data and then connect to and communicate with an electronic device. I am now working with colleagues on the genetic modification of E. coli as the front end of this biosensor, with the bioelectronic interface Shewanella onidensis as its back end. Previously, we worked with Shewanella onidensis detecting phosphate as a test case. Now we're looking at many more nutrients that genetically modified E. coli could target to introduce it in a larger detection system. If we can create one consistent, effective bioelectronic interface, then maybe we can measure multiple targets at once.
That was Shayla Sawyer of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.